Waitrose May recipes.
Griddled salmon fillets in a light vegetable broth. Serve salmon fillets with a light vegetable broth made with pak choi, peas and beans. Add a herb and garlic mayonnaise for extra flavour. Serves 4. Prepare 10 minutes, cook 15 minutes. You will need 4 tablespoons of Hellmann's extra light mayonnaise. 2 cloves of garlic, crushed. A 25-gram pack of fresh basil, finely shredded. 1 litre of vegetable stock. Half a bulb of fennel, trimmed and thinly sliced. Waitrose Cooks Ingredients Olive Oil Spray. 4 180 to 200 gram Select Farm Salmon Fillets from the fish service counter. 300 grams of frozen Waitrose pea and bean mix. And a 200 gram pack of pak choi, trimmed and sliced. Step 1. Mix the mayonnaise with the garlic and half the basil and season with a little black pepper. Step 2. Place the stock in a large pan and bring to the boil. Add the fennel and simmer for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, heat a large non-stick griddle or frying pan and spray with a little cooking oil. Place the salmon pieces in the pan, skin side down, and cook for 4 to 5 minutes until the skin is crisp. Turn over, season with black pepper, and cook the salmon for a further 4 to 5 minutes until the flesh is opaque and starting to flake. Step 3. Tip the pea and bean mix into the broth. Bring back to the boil, then add the pak choi. Simmer for 3 to 4 minutes until the vegetables are just tender, then season to taste. Step 4. To serve, ladle the vegetable broth into 4 bowls. Scatter over the remaining basil, then top with a salmon fillet and a spoonful of garlic and basil mayonnaise. Nutrition, 433 kilocalories, 24.4 grams of fat, 4.2 grams of saturated fat, 0.9 grams of salt, and 5.3 grams of sugars per serving. Cook's tip. Try using other vegetables in the broth, such as asparagus tips, or replace the basil with chopped fresh mint. And to drink, Penfolds Kununga Hill Chardonnay, Southeast Australia, has light fruit flavours combined with a nutty richness, making it a great accompaniment for this summery dish.